The Forgotten Islands, One Man's Voyage into a Truly Gothic Australia. Written and read by Michael Veitch. I'd been told several times that my very first priority on Flinders Island should be to make contact with one who knew the Bass Strait Islands like no other. Christian had first mentioned him by name to me, and by the time I arrived on Flinders, I could almost sense the presence of one Wayne Dick. "You'd have to get permission to do that. Best ask Wayne," people would say, or, "I don't think you can get out there. Wayne would know." These were usually the contexts in which his name was spoken. Wayne is a ranger for the Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service, based on Flinders, with special responsibility for many of the islands of Bass Strait, a job I'm told he carries out with meticulous care and attention. He is attuned to the Strait's nuances and all its comings and goings. Several times I was warned that my approach to him must involve an appropriate level of seriousness and respect, or else my journeys onward might not, let's just say, prove as easy as they might. He was also particularly hard to catch. We'd communicated cursorily by email, but I hadn't informed him of my arrival, as the trip had been postponed a number of times. I was told he might be in his office, and if so, just to knock and walk in. "If his truck's there, he's there," I was confidently informed. After a 2-minute walk from the pub to the modest Parks and Wildlife Service office, I was presented with a conundrum. No truck in sight, but the door was ajar. Cautiously, I called out and went in. "Hello?" The lobby was covered with maps and brochures, and a partly open door with Wayne's name on it told me this was indeed the right place. But the entire office was, like the Marie Celeste, devoid of humanity. I retreated across the road to a cafe where a tall, elegant girl with reddish hair had gone to great efforts to make hers the best cafe on the island, even if it was the only one. "Yes, Wayne. He comes and goes, but he's usually pretty easy to catch," she assured me. Then after a while, "His truck's back, if you want to try again." I dashed across the street to find the truck in place, but the front door now locked. Was someone playing a game with me? A wait, then a walk to the end of the main street where a broad stretch of wetlands began. It was full of birds, coots and ducks and large gulls in abundance darting about the thick beds of reeds. How had I failed to notice this on the way in? Girding my loins, I hoped for third time lucky. This time the truck was there, and the office door open, but still no sign of the enigmatic Mr. Dick. Another man carrying a small fuel container approached me. "Have you seen Wayne?" he asked. I told him I hadn't, but I was on the trail as well. "But his truck's here," he said indignantly. "Yes, it is," I replied. Unsatisfied, he shrugged and walked off. I too decided to abandon the search for the moment.